I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
And if they don't win, it's a shame.
It's that way all the time. I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. We're trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad. Everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes the kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the bag at first base. Oh my.
Good roof, roof, for the home team.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence, TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we welcome you to week two of this 2017 junior college baseball season this afternoon and this evening. We've got two games on tap here at Leroy Dreyer Field on the campus of Blinn College in Brenham, Texas. Our first game will feature the Temple Leopards, game number five of the season for them, and opening the 2017 season with the homestanding Buccaneers of Blinn. Temple played two games against Alvin and Galveston last Friday and Saturday. They split both of those, so they come in with a record of 2-2. And we get our first look here at the Buccaneers of Blinn, missing the tournament last year for the first time, I believe, in school history, but the head coach, Harvey McIntyre, he's optimistic about his new group he's got here assembled, as we'll get a good chance to look at them here in just a couple minutes. It is a cloudy, overcast day. We might see a sprinkle or two. We have a north wind that's blowing in. It's going to be awfully tough to hit one out of here this afternoon and evening, with the way the wind is blowing in from center field. The temperature's hovering in the mid-50s. When that wind blows, man, it feels even colder than that. So it's going to be a cold day of baseball here. The parents that have made the trip, boy, they are bundled up in heavy jackets and in their blankets as the head coach is exchanging the lineups at home plate. And now we'll step out as they have concluded. We'll have the national anthem, so we'll be back here in a couple minutes with the starting lineups and then first pitch here between Temple and Blinn's. A 9-inning game coming up next here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want and keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. Last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Welcome back to Leroy Dreyer Field here on the campus of Blinn College. Blinn, the home team here this afternoon for our first game. Temple will be coming to the plate first. Let's take a look at their starting lineup. Leopards of Temple, managed by Craig McMurtry. Record of 2-2 coming in. Leading off will be the designated hitter, number 8, Kobe Potvin. Batting second and playing third, number 19, Jacob Stegen. Batting third at second base, number 10, Chase Cryer. Batting fourth and catching, number 9, Baylor Rowlett. Batting fifth and playing first, number 23, Mason Furlong. Batting sixth in right field, number 11, Preston Masick. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 1, Joey Orsak. Batting eighth in left field, number 6, Jalen Brooks. And batting ninth and playing center field will be number 20, Jake Johnston. Top three in your Temple lineup is Potvin, Stegen, Cryer, middle three, Rowlett, Furlong, Masick, bottom three, Orsak, Brooks, and Johnston. Let's take a look at your defensive lineup here for the Buccaneers. Behind the plate is going to be Parrish. At third, McElreath. At short is Collins. At second base, Anderson. And at first is De La Fuente. In the upfield, starting going from left to right, Jones in left, Murphy in center, and Reiser is in right and on the mound here for Blinn, making his collegiate debut. Freshman Zach Smith, right-hander, 6'1", 190 out of Katy, Texas, Seven Lakes High School. So he gets the nod as the opening day pitcher here for the Buccaneers as he's warming it up. And it's tough to get warm on a day like this. If that wind would stop blowing, it wouldn't feel as bad. As Smith all warmed up, he's ready to go. And Kobe Potvin makes his way to the plate. Same look here at Leroy Dreyer Field, meaning we have an artificial turf right at home plate. No dirt at all at home plate. And also artificial turf on the pitching mound. So no dirt there either. The rest of the infield does have a natural dirt, to say the least. As Smith now ready to go. First pitch is delivered at 4:06, and it's grounded foul at the first base line for strike one. Again, the temperature being on the cold side, not a lot of turnout here at Blinn for their opening game. As the 0-1, good-looking breaking pitch falls into the strike zone, and Smith jumps ahead of Potvin, 0-2. Potvin, close stance from the left side of the plate. As Smith delivers, fastball is hit high and deep down the right field line. Reiser giving chase. He's at the wall, and he's looking up, and it's going to be a foul ball. It got out of here, but the wind helped push it foul when blowing in from center field. That's your only chance, seemingly, as of now. Maybe you can get one out of here if you shoot one down the line. But other than that, you're going to have to crank one like about 420-ish to get through this wind. As we're set for the 0-2 again, here it is. Breaking balls, hit on one hop. It goes off the hand of De La Fuente, recovers. Now flips over to first with Smith covering over there, and De La Fuente on that bad hop. It went off of his hand, not his glove, because of that hop. They will knock it down. Still have time to recover and flip it over to Smith. So 3-1 on your putout of Potvin. Here's Jacob Stegen. First pitch. Fastball. Clips the outside corner right at the knees for strike one. Stegen bats from the right side of the plate. The 0-1. Fastball is lifted down the right field line. Long run here for Reiser, now in foul territory. And Reiser can't make the running catch. It goes off the heel, off the tip of his glove. Ball tailing away from him again, thanks to the wind. So Stegen still alive, but he is down the count now, 0-2. Sophomore is Stegen, 6'1", 150. Right here, his hometown in Brenham. The 0-2. Fastball's hit on the ground left side, and it goes underneath the glove of McElreath. It took a low, well, not necessarily a hop. Looks like it hit the edge of the grass, and it just stayed down. McElreath was expecting a hop, did not get it. And they put a hit up on the board. So here's Chase Cryer. First pitch is bounced up there for ball one. Cryer, sophomore, 5'10", 190 out of Belton, Texas. McElreath is even with the bag at third as De La Fuente holds on Stegen at first, as Smith now will check on Stegen as he lobs a throw over to first. outfielders playing shallow, I see. It doesn't happen very often here at Leroy Dreyer with the wind blowing in. It usually blows out because we normally have a southerly breeze. But here early on in the season, early February, occasionally we'll have a front come through like we've had, and we have a north wind. Pretty good lead for Stegen at first, not going to 1-0. Misses the outside corner. Cryer now has a 2-0 count, just underway. Nine-inning game here between Blinn and Temple. Temple will then play a Frank Phillips after this one. Then they'll head back to Temple. 2-0 outside. Now it's 3-0. Brenham will play a doubleheader tomorrow against Frank Phillips. So it'll be 2 7-inning games. Three-0. There's a strike. Cryer was taken all the way. Baylor Rowlett on deck. As I'm sure you can hear the wind. So we'll wait to 3-1. Stegen is going. 3-1. Curveball, check swing. That's going to be ball four. As Cryer works the walk, the applause you hear is, well, that was a nice throw by Parrish. He still threw him down on the second. And if that pitch would have been called a strike, Stegen would have been called out at second. But instead, makes the ball four. It's runners first and second. One out here for Temple. And boy, what a day did Rowlett have last Saturday at Alvin. Yeah, the lone hit in game one as Temple lost 1-0. But he was not retired in that ballgame. He had a walk and he was also hit by a pitch. As the first pitch to him today is on its way, and that's high for ball one. Then in game two, Rowlett went off. Two-run home run, two-run double, and then a two-run home run that I don't think has landed yet. So he had six RBIs in game two. 1-0. Check swing, and the home plate umpire is going to ring him up, says he went around. Counts 1-1. And the outfielder's not playing deep. Kind of surprised here with the play. This time's called the plate. After one out, Stegen collects a single. Cryer just worked a walk. Now the 1-1 comes inside. 2-1. A lot of turnover in the Blinn roster here in 2017. Parrish setting up on the outside portion of the play. The 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Smith hit his spot. That pitch looked like it was going to be a tad off the plate, but Rowlett still offered at it. Caps now 2-2. Smith checks on the runners. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball, a little check swing, and that'll go off the bat of Rowlett and into the Temple dugout. Off from second. Cryer does the same at first. He's not being held on over there by De La Fuente. He's playing behind Cryer. 2-2. Breaking ball just misses the inside corner. Now counts full, 3-2. See if the runners will be going. They will not. 3-2 is high, ball four, and ho-hum, Rowlett's on base again. And the bases are loaded. And here comes Mason Furlong. Might be pretty tough to find a bigger human being here in the city of Brenham here today. 6'7", 265 pounds is Furlong, sophomore out of Barbers Hill High School, which is just east of the Houston area. Furlong bats from the left side of the plate. Smith delivers. And he hits the strike zone and gets ahead of Furlong, 0-1. McElreath is even with the bag at third. De La Fuente is a step or two in at first. The 0-1 is low. Collins and Anderson up the middle. They're playing back. Backdoor breaking ball catches the strike zone, 1-2. Smith coming set quickly here, delivers. Tries the same pitch, but this one stays outside, 2-2. All three runners take their leads, 2-2. Way outside now, full count. No place to put Furlong. The 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Furlong was out in front. So Smith comes in with a changeup on 3-2. And there is out number two. Here's Preston Masick. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And Parrish. Personally deliver the ball back to Smith and also share a few words. Now Parrish coming back behind the plate. Temple threatening here at the top of the first. Now we're ready to go here for the 0-1. There it is. Like a slider type pitch. Misses the outside corner. Fastball hit on the ground is short. Collins coming in. Has it. He's going to go to first, and that retires Masick and the Leopards here in the first. So Zach Smith gets out of this first inning jam unscathed. No runs, one hit, three men left. We played half inning here at Leroy Dreyer. Temple nothing. Blinn coming to bat.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart Myers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Go to the bottom of the first. Take a look at your starting lineup here for the Blinn Buccaneers. Leading off with center fielder number 9, Trent Murphy, batting second and playing second. Number 14, Jay Anderson, batting third in right field. Number 7, Johnny Reiser, batting fourth and playing first base. Number 12, Angel De La Fuente, batting fifth and catching. Number 17, Colton Parrish, batting sixth. The designated hitter, number 5, Marshall Skinner, batting seventh at third base. Number 27, Sam McElreath, batting eighth in left field. Number 32, Anthony Jones, and batting ninth, the shortstop. Number 23, Kobe Collins. Your top three in your Blinn lineup is Murphy, Anderson, Reiser. Middle three, De La Fuente, Parrish, Skinner. Bottom three, McElreath, Jones, and Collins. The Buccaneers, managed by Harvey McIntyre, getting the start there for the Leopards. This will be his second start of the season. It's number 30, Denson Hull, a left-hander, sophomore, 6'1", 195, out of San Antonio, Texas, Churchill High School. Kind of same weather conditions for Hull, which he opened up the season last Friday at Galveston. Very cold, but mid-50s type day with a wind. I mean, it feels cold. As he's ready to deliver first pitch here to Trent Murphy. First pitch is laced down the third baseline, fair ball. This will be at least a double here for Murphy, as Brooks has got to dig it out in the corner. And that will be a stand-up double. The very first pitch thrown by Hull. Didn't even get a chance to say. Murphy, the 6'2", 200-pound sophomore out of Richmond, Texas, Foster High School. As he's on base here for Jay Anderson, another sophomore. 5'11", 180. He's a switch hitter. Anderson, so in this case, gets the left-hander hole. He's batting from the right side of the plate. He's from Humble, Texas, Atascocita High School. Hole delivers, showing bunt, pulling it back is Anderson. Ball one. Anderson with very good speed. Now Stegen at third, coming in a few steps. Same with Furlong at first. The 1-0 showing punt, pulling it back, taking outside, and it's now 2-0. Anderson might be swinging away since he's up in the count 2-0, or he's going to square around again. As Hull is set, showing bunt, and he's going to bunt up the third baseline. A very good bunt. Stake it coming over near the line, and his throw will not be nearly in time. I told you about the speed of Anderson. He was easily able to beat the throw, and that's an infield bunt single. The bunt couldn't have been placed any better. Halfway up the third baseline and right on the line. Perhaps the only play by Stegen was just to let it go and maybe, just maybe, roll foul. So here comes Johnny Reiser with men at the corners here for the Buccaneers. First pitch Swing and a miss. Big swing there by Riser. Riser is a sophomore, 5'11", 185, bats on the left side of the plate. Transfer from ULLA, Louisiana Lafayette University, out of the Cypress, Texas area, Cy Fair High School. The 0-1 showing bunts. Riser pulls it back. Pitches low. Nice block there by Rowlett. So a double by Murphy. Now a bunt single by Anderson. Buccaneers at the corners. Nobody out. The 1-1 coming to Riser. Not showing bunt. Swings away. Fouls it off back towards the parking lot. Counts 1-2. It's been an unusually warm winter here in Southeast Texas, but of course when baseball season starts, we'll have some cold days. You just knew that's how it was going to be. Last weekend, now today. As Hull is ready, delivers a 1-2. Breaking ball and getting a piece of it. Fouling it off as Riser. Count holding here at 1-2. Coming set. Checks it. Anderson to first, brings a 1-2. Chopper up the middle. Shortstop Orsak will flip to second for one. Relay is going to be in time. So Temple does turn a 6-4-3 double play, but Murphy comes on home, and Blinn will take a 1-0 lead. And in the rule book, the baseball rule book, cannot give an RBI to Riser since he hit into a double play. So here comes Angel De La Fuente batting with nobody on and two men out. As he takes low for ball one. There's a strike down. LaFuente, sophomore, 6'2", 230, out of the Spring, Texas area, or in the Houston area as well. Clyde Collins High School, as he takes a big swing there, comes up empty, 1-2. Set, delivers, and there's another swing and a miss. There's a curveball thrown that time by Hull as he picks up his first strikeout here this afternoon. But Blinn makes the leadoff double by Murphy, then the bunt single by Anderson as Murphy comes on home on the double play off the bat of Riser. After one, here at Leroy Drive, this is a 9-inning game, no 7-inning game here today. It's 1-0 Blinn.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
First pitch here in the second inning is going to be rope foul. Right into the blend bullpen for strike one off the bat of Joey Orsak. This is the bottom of the Temple lineup coming into play. They left the bases loaded in the first. Jalen Brooks and Jake Johnston will follow Joey Orsak. The 0-1 is popped up behind first. De La Fuente, Anderson rising out in the foul territory. De La Fuente can't make a basket catch. It was off the tip of his glove. So Orsak still alive here in this at bat, but he's down in the count 0-2. Smith delivers. Breaking ball is tapped to short. Coming in to Collins. Still coming in. Has it. Throws on the run. And that'll get Orsak by a step. Nice play by Collins at the short for out number one. Here's Jalen Brooks. First pitch is a slow roller up the third base line, but it's a good trickle foul. Brooks bats on the right side of the plate. Sophomore out of Pflugerville, Texas, as he takes low for a ball. 6'1", 165, went to Hendrickson High School. One. Curveball. Brooks fooled. This count's now 1-2. Brooks kind of took a three-quarter swing. He was guessing fastball, but instead got the curve. The 1-2 now comes back with another curve to Smith, and he freezes Brooks. Second strikeout for Smith. Here's Jake Johnston. Sophomore. 5'10", 145 out of Waxahachie, Texas. Fastball is low, ball one. One oh. Fastball is high. Coming here to Johnston. This is hit in the air, center field. Murphy just waiting for it to come down, and comes down in his glove for out number three. There's a 1-2-3 inning for Zach Smith. We'll go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 blend.
Yeah,
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Go to the bottom of the second. 5, 6, and 7 hitters do up here for Blinn. Colton Parrish bat first, followed by Marshall Skinner and Sam McElreath. First pitch to Parrish, fouled off. Strike one. Parrish, sophomore, 5'10", 190 out of Lavernia, Texas. That's from the left side against the left-hander hole. This one's chopped left side of the infield. Third baseman can't get it. Worsak does. Off-balance throw to first is offline. It kind of hit Parrish in the lower leg. It ricocheted, and Parrish never stops running. We'll make it in the second. So the leadoff man is on again for Blinn, and again, he'll be at second base. That's a hit for Parrish, and we're going to have to give E6 on the throw by Orsak, allowing Parrish to go to second. So that's the third hit now for Blinn. For the designated hitter, Marshall Skinner. That's from the right side of the plate. First pitch. Ground ball to second. Crier up with it. Fires over to first to retire Skinner. Parrish will move to third on the play. So here's Sam McElreath. First pitch, grounded right back to Hull. He's going to look Parrish back to third, spin around, fire over to first, and that retires McElreath. There are now two outs, and Parrish unable to score on the play. So it's going to be up to Anthony Jones here for the Buccaneers if they want to add to their 1-0 lead. Jones bats from the right side of the plate. Takes up and away. Ball one. Sophomore is Jones. 5'9", 180. A transfer from Cisco Junior College. He's out of Missouri City, Texas, in the Houston area. Ridge Point High School. The 1-0. Comes inside and it's just a skosh high for ball two. Yeah, Hitters count here for the eighth place hitter in the lineup, Anthony Jones. 2-0. As Hall comes back inside, and this time he will get the strike call, 2-1. Next pitch is a jam shot foul territory. Rowlett and Furlong giving chase. Rowlett will make a nice running catch in front of his dugout to get Hole out of this second inning jam. So Parrish is going to be stranded at third after his leadoff single in error, allowing him to get to second base to open up the inning. Skinner got him to third, but Hole comes back to retire McElreath and Jones. We'll go to the top of the third inning. It's still 1-0, Blinn.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Top of the third inning we go, and this is the top of the Temple lineup. Coming to the plate, Kobe Potvin, Jacob Stegant, and Chase Cryer. Smith coming off a 1-2-3 second inning. His first pitch is low, ball one here to Potvin. Potvin hit a one-hopper in the first, took a bad hop on De La Fuente, knocked it down with his bare hand, was able to recover and flip over to Smith to retire Potvin as he swings and misses. Counts 1-1. One is dribbled towards the Blinn dugout. Now it's 1-2. Next pitch comes inside, almost clips Potvin. 2-2 now. Breaking ball comes inside. Full count now. Smith works quickly. 3-2 is dribbled out in front of the plate, but home plate umpire ruling it's a dead ball, foul ball. Count remains at 3-2. Next pitch, fouled off again. Still 3-2. Smith, set, kicks, fires, popped up foul side, and that'll get out of play. All right, third time here on the 3-2 pitch as Smith delivers, and that's low, and Potvin works the walk. Potvin battled and battled and drew a walk, and he's on for the Leopards. Third walk issued by Smith. Here's Jacob Stegen. Showing bunt, pulls it back, takes high, snap throw down to first by Parrish. It's low, blocked by De La Fuente. Stegen reaching on a single his first time up. McElreath playing in on the grass at third. Stegen squaring around the bunt again, and he's going to pop up the bunt foul. Now, drop harmlessly in foul territory. Counts 1-1. Smith will check on Potvin at first. To the parents, family members that have made the trip here, everybody is bundled up. As a 1-1. As Smith, long pause, now he's going to step off. Now Smith set. Stegen squaring around, and he's going to bunt it out in front of home plate. Parrish comes out from behind the plate. Bare hands, fires over to first to retire Stegen on the sack. Bunt. Potvin will move to second on out number one.
Now batting the second baseman, number 10, Chase Cryer.
Stegen gets the job done. And now Temple has got a man in scoring position. Breyer drew a walk, his first plate appearance. As he swings and misses, he was looking for a fastball, got the curveball instead. Smith. Make a throw back to second. Anderson, the second baseman, tried to sneak in behind Potvin. But Potvin easily back in. Now Smith will deliver the 0-1. That's a fastball grounded to the short. Collins, with a runner moving to third, will make the throw over to first to retire Cryer. But Potvin moves up another 90 feet. He's now at third with two outs for Baylor Rowlett. Rowlett walked his first time up. He takes a vicious cut. Comes up empty for strike one. He didn't come up empty last Saturday for those two bombs he hit. Hill one. Curveball. And that hits the upper portion of the strike zone. It's quickly 0-2. Looks like Rowlett said a few words to the home plate umpire. Smith delivers the 0-2, comes back with the comes back with the curveball. Everybody was headed to their respective dugouts, including Rowlett at the plate. But it was called a ball. The 1-2. Curveball's high. 2-2. Maybe those few words Rowlett said the home plate umpire got him that call. It's quite possible. Two-two. Fastball is ripped into left. That'll drop in front of Jones for an RBI single as Potvin touches home plate. Well, as of now, might be tough to find a better player in Region 5. Baylor Rowlett. Here's Mason Furlong. He swings and misses. Hill 1. Curveball. Furlong swung right through it, and it's quickly 0-2. Region 5 is going to be loaded again this year. Temple's got their work cut out for them, just like all the other teams. The 0-2 is bounced up there, gets away from Parrish, and streaking to second is Rowlett. Wild pitch. Score it. Smith now will have to look at Rowlett as he leads off from second base. Counts 1-2 to Furlong. Smith kicks and fires. Fastball. This will get away from Parrish again. Going to third is Rowlett. So back-to-back wild pitches here by Smith. And the count's even, 2-2. Get a Region 5, like I said last week, to the Temple faithful listening. In Temple's division, got McLennan and Grayson preseason ranked, nationally ranked, that is. And remember, Cisco, who won it last year, went to the World Series, 2-2. That's a swing and a miss at the curveball, and Smith will record his third strikeout in three innings. However, Temple gets on the board. A two-out RBI single by Rowlett scores Potvin. Bottom of the third we go. It's now Blinn 1, Temple 1.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides. Level directions. The company is not approved for any partners.
Leading off the bottom of the third, and the Buccaneers, the Sharks.
Go to the bottom of the third, now in a 1-1 tie. This will be the 9-1-2 hitters coming to play here for Blinn. Kobe Collins batting first. His first plate appearance as a collegiate. So he takes a big cut. Comes up empty. Freshman 6'1", 200 out of Sugarland, Texas, the Houston area. Fort Bend Clements High School. 0-1 is low. usually is for Blinn. Roster filled with a lot of Houston area kids. Boy, this year there sure is a lot of them. 1-1. A little bit low from Hull for ball two. Collins bats from the right side of the plate, and Hull able to just hit that inside corner. Counts now 2-2. Ground ball in the hole, left side, backhanded by Orsak. Off balance throw is not in time. Here's accurate. Heck of a throw by Orsak. But Collins beats it for an infield single as he collects a hit in his first at bat. So the lineup turns over. For the third straight inning, Blinn has got the leadoff man on base. It helped in the first inning. They were unable to get Colton Parrish home last inning. Now let's see what happens here with Collins as Murphy at the plate. First pitch. Slider stays up and away, ball one. First pitch he saw, he lined it down the third base line, and then he came around to score the lone run for the Buccaneers thus far. One run, two hits, one error for Temple. One run, four hits, no errors for Blinn. One oh. There's a strike. Snap throw over to first. Collins dives back in safely. Another snap throw. This time it's a little bit closer play at first, but Collins back in. Murphy's not your traditional leadoff man, as a 1-1 is going to be looped into left, but it will stay up enough for Brooks as Brooks makes the catch for out number one here in the inning. Here comes Jay Anderson. One hit by Murphy is he provides a lot of power. Returning starter for Blinn. He had a lot of home runs last year. So here's Anderson. There goes runner as that one's fouled off. Hit and run action there put on by Blinn. Anderson, he's the one that looks like your prototypical leadoff man. A lot of speed, as we saw in this first at-bat, put down a bunt single. 5'11", 180. As Hull will check again on Collins at first. Reminder coming up next weekend, first. We'll have the 0-1. Here it is. That's going to be lined up the middle. Base hit. Anderson's 2-for-2. Collins will hold at second. Hit number 5 for Blinn. So here's Johnny Reiser. We've got the Tournament of Champions coming up next weekend. It involves Blinn. Temple is not in it, but boy. Check out all these teams that are coming into the Houston area. for next weekend. It is quite the list. Runners first and second. Here for Johnny Reiser. First pitch outside, ball one. Blinn plays two games next Friday against Midland, and then it'll be Northwest Florida State. That's Hole will turn and Chase Collins back to second. You know what? I haven't counted all the games. Looks like close to 25 games coming up next weekend. Long pause by Hole. Now delivers 1-0. Just misses the outside corner. And Reiser is ahead of the count, 2-0. Let's say there is, comes out to an even 25 games. At the moment, we've got 22 of those games pegged to being broadcasted. Still trying to get those last few covered. So you can listen, and we'll have about 10 games on video for you to watch as well. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Let's see if any of the games for Blinn for Friday. No, those games will not be on video. Saturday. Nope. Let's get a little Saturday. And no games on Sunday. So none of the Blinn games next weekend will be on video, unfortunately. 2-1. Big swing by Reiser. Comes up empty. 2-2. Reiser hit into a 6-4-3 double play, which scored the lone run so far for Blinn back in the first inning. 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Boy, Hull really snapped that one off. That had a lot of movement. There's out number two. So here's Angel De La Fuente. We will have all the Blinn games next weekend, at least an audio broadcast, just to let you guys know. First pitch to De La Fuente, swing and a miss. 0-1. And I think Rowlett was crossed up there. I think he was either expecting a changeup or a breaking ball. Instead, got the fastball, and he somehow still caught it. Looked awkwardly, and he's kind of holding his shoulder as well, his left shoulder, on which he caught that ball with. Now Rowlett back behind the plate. Collins, your runner at second. Anderson, your runner at first. They are there with two outs. The 0-1. Check swing on a curveball. And now the appeal. No swing. Pretty close. Now it's 1-1. Schedule for Blinn. Again, it's Midland and Northwest Florida State coming up on Friday. Baseball USA on Friday at 11 a.m. and then travel to Sam Houston State for the 6 o'clock game. Saturday, if I can find the Buccaneers. Where are they? Maybe they don't play on Saturday. I didn't see them. 1-1 now. A little bit low. On Sunday, Blinn plays New Mexico at San Jacinto at 10 a.m. And then they're going to play Grayson at Constellation Field in Sugar Land at 3 o'clock during the half-inning break here. I'm going to double-check since I don't see them on my schedule here on Saturday. Time called to the plate by De La Fuente. We'll have both games tomorrow broadcasted for Blinn as they play Frank Phillips. Pausing. Now he's going to deliver the 2-1, and that's a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Deuce is on the board here. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two men on. We're in a 1-1 tie. Temple just tied it here in the top half of this inning. Runners take their leads. 2-2. Breaking ball, and that's going to catch the lower portion of the strike zone for strike three. Third strikeout for Hall, so he gets out of this third inning jam. No runs, two hits, two men left. We'll go to the fourth. Temple 1, Blinn 1.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Go to the fourth inning. Zach Smith warming it up. So far through three innings, he's given up one run, two hits, three walks, three strikeouts. Preston Masick will lead off. Joey Orr second. Jalen Brooks will follow. Temple got their run last inning in the third. Blinn got their run in the first. And I did double check. Blinn will not be playing next Saturday during the tournament. So they will play two games Friday and two games on Sunday. First pitch here in the fourth inning. This is inside for ball one. Masick is 0 for 1. He grounded out to short his first plate appearance. Hit high and deep to left. Jones back looking up. And that is in the trees outside the wall here at Leroy Dreyer. And that's a solo home run for Masick, and Temple. He's taking a 2-1 lead. Hit number three for Temple gives him a 2-1 lead. Curveball hit to left. Jones on his horse will make a running catch going towards the line off the bat of Orsak for out number one. So here's Jalen Brooks. First pitch, Curveball hit the left. Back is Jones. Still going back near the wall and makes the catch. Ball is carrying out towards left. I didn't think that one was hit that well, but man, that just about got out of here. The wind, well, it looks like it's not blowing straight in towards center field anymore. It's blowing in from right center-ish. So that's why the ball is carrying out towards left, as showing Blunt waving and missing at his Johnston. Johnston flied out to center field first time up. This ball is popped up first base side, foul territory. De La Fuente over, and that's going to land on the grassy knoll. Counts 0-2 to Johnston. The 0-2, way outside. One, two. Popped up. Center field. Murphy started back. Now it's coming in. He's going to give way to Johnny Reiser. And Reiser makes the catch for out number three. But Temple takes the lead here in the fourth inning. Leadoff solo home run by Preston Masick. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now 2-1. Temple.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Go to the bottom of the fourth. Let's see here for the Buccaneers. Colton Parrish will bat first. Marshall Skinner and Sam McElreath will follow. Fourth inning of work coming up for Denson Hall, who now has the lead through three innings. He's going to put one run, five hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Parrish singled first at bat. Showing bunt, and he's going to bunt it right back to Marshall Skinner in the on-deck circle for strike one. Set, delivers, slow ground ball, first base side, Furlong's over, he's gonna underhand toss it, but unable to secure this hole, and Parrish reaches safely. Holt tried to do a little basket catch on that Furlong flip, and Holt just unable to grasp it cleanly, and They put up a hit on the board. Could go either way. As of now, Parrish is 2-for-2. For the fourth straight inning, Blinn's got the leadoff man on. Here's Marshall Skinner. Throw will go over first. Not the best of throws there by Hull. Furlong had to go down one knee to scoop that up. Skinner swung on the very first pitch he saw and rounded out to second. He was a productive out at the time because Parrish was at second base. That got Parrish over to third with only one out, but Parrish ended up being stranded. Now, as Skinner, boy, takes a big cut, fouls it back for strike one. Skinner's a freshman, 6 foot 205 out of the Cypress, Texas area, Cypress Ranch High School. The 0-1. Just misses. Hole, pausing, now delivers. That ball is looped to center, coming in. Johnson still coming in, but he's been able to make the running catch for out number one of the inning. That ball hung up long enough for Johnson to come in. Here's Sam McElreath. First pitch is outside for ball one. Showing front and bunting it down back to Hull. Spins, will throw over to first to retire McElreath. Moving to second is Parrish. We'll score that as a sack bunt for McElreath. So here's Anthony Jones. Jones popped up foul to the catcher, Rowlett. Rowlett made a nice running catch on him to end the second inning. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Parrish, he's your tying run at second. Now the 0-1 to Jones. And that's tap foul back behind the plate. And Hull jumps on Jones here, 0-2. Blinn has been unable to get a big hit in the second inning. Third inning, and they're down the count now. 0-2 is Jones. They're going to need a two-strike hit, or the Buccaneers, if they want to get this tying run home. They've had men on base every inning. Jones right on top of the plate. The 0-2 is tap foul at the third base line. Count holds at 0-2. earlier this week, the forecast did have a 50-60% chance of rain today, but luckily it's just overcast, cloudy skies, no rain at all. So we're good to go for the two games here today. The 0-2 is a slow roll up at third base. It's going to be a tough play for Stegant. Barehanded and will not make a play to first down turn. Instead, will turn and flip over to third, and they get the out at third. Parrish rounded the bag too far, and a heads-up play by Stegant. Give Jones an infield single. And then that'll be a 5-6 put out of Parrish as Orsak came over to cover for Stegant at the bag at third and apply the tag of Parrish for out number three. So Hole in the end gives up two hits here in the inning, but again, for the third straight inning, Blinn strands runners on base. They've left now five in the last three innings. We'll go with a fifth. It's 2-1, Temple.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grilled, flavored filled at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. And we've got a new pitcher on the mound here for the Buccaneers. So Zach Smith goes 4 innings. 3 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts in his debut. Now a fellow freshman coming in. 6'1", 200-pound right-hander, Cody Van Cleve out of Cypress, Texas area, Houston area, Side Lakes High School. And Van Cleve will start off with Kobe Potvin. The top of the Temple lineup coming to the plate. Jacob Stegant, Chase Cryer to follow. First pitch by Cleve is lined up the middle, base hit. Potvin is on for the second consecutive time. He had a walk last plate appearance. Hit number 4 for Temple. And here's Jacob Stegant. He laid down a sack bunt last time up. On the day, Stegant is 1-for-1 with that sack bunt, single in the first inning. Showing bunt again, and he's going to bunt it foul towards Chase Cryer in the on-deck circle for strike one. Temple with back-to-back runs in the third and fourth innings has this 2-1 lead now. Not showing bunt Stegen, instead swings away. Throw down to first, back in, standing up is Potvin. Next pitch, foul back.
Yeah.
Got Temple and Frank Phillips coming up next. I believe it's going to be a 7-inning game, but don't know. Frank Phillips hasn't arrived yet. The 0-2. Ground ball up past the mound. Shortstop Collins shaded towards up the middle. Steps on the bag at second. His throw gets away from De La Fuente. So holding at first will be Stegent. Collins got upended on that slide from Potvin. That's why the throw was off the mark. Collins is up. Trying to walk it off on that hard slide by Potvin. On a cold day like this, it takes a little extra time to get that pain gone. As Collins still trying to walk it off. Now Collins looks like he's ready to go. So fielder's choice for Stegent. He's on base at first. Potvin is retired. Here's Chase Cryer. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Van Cleave just misses the outside corner for ball one. I'll stay here and broadcast the next game. Temple and Frank Phillips. It was scheduled for 7 o'clock. Bear with me today with the cold weather. It's made me congested. Pretty big lead at first for Stegent. Not going. Next pitch outside. Ball two. 2-0. I got your email, Donna Wolf. I will keep you updated on the pitching situation here today. Nobody throwing in the Temple bullpen. As Hall has gone the first four innings. 2-0. Outside. Now 3-0. Rowlett on deck. Will Cryer have a green light here on 3-0? He will not. As takes outside anyway for ball four. So Cryer draws his second walk of the game. And Temple has got runners at first and second for Rowlett. He was retired once in 7 plate appearances on Saturday at Alvin. He started the first game on Friday against Galveston. He went 2-for-4, I believe. Oh, what a start here for Rowlett. First pitch, outside ball one. Rowlett walked in the first and delivered a 2-out, 2-strike RBI single in the third. Van Cleave this time hits the outside corner. 1-1. Runners take their leads. 1-1. Breaking balls outside. Rowlett not offering at it. 2-1 now. Van Cleave kicks and fires as he misses low and outside. Now it's 3-1. Got a pinch hitter on deck here for Temple. It's going to be Jacob Little batting for Mason Furlong. But first, a 3-1 here to Rowlett, and that's outside ball four, and that's going to load the bases. So Rowlett on base yet again. Stegant goes to third. Cryer goes to second. Rowlett at first. And here comes Jacob Little. Freshman, 5'10", 180 out of Salado, Texas. Big spot here for Temple. Got a chance. Not only add some insurance runs, also could break this game open. As Little swings at the first pitch, pops up down the right field line. Long run here by Rice. Now in foul territory. De La Fuente, too, and he tries to make a diving over the shoulder catch. Cannot. So it's 0-1 to Little. Fastball's fouled out of play. Now it's 0-2. All three runners take their leads. The 0-2 is a wave and a miss at a curveball by Little. And Van Cleave has his first strikeout. So here's Preston Masick. He left the yard last at bat. Got over the left field wall into the trees. In the full windup, Van Cleave. Curveball right on the outside corner. That was his best pitch. Boy, he placed that one perfectly. The 0-1 comes back with another breaking ball. I think he missed his spot, but he missed it on the inside half of the plate. There's called strike two. Parrish setting up outside the 0-2. Breaking ball again. This one's going to be punch foul. Big spot here for Van Cleave now, trying to get out of this inning. The 0-2. Fastball right on the outside corner, strike three. Started off Masick with three curveballs and comes back with the fastball. So he gets two strikeouts in the inning, and Temple leaves the bases loaded. Single by Potvin and two walks by Cryer and Rowlett amount to nothing for the Leopards, but they still have a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
I hate my job, but I don't mind getting up in the morning. I dread each day, but I can't wait to get out of bed. You ask me why, and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drafts, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Denson Hole still out on the mound for Temple. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, 9-1-2 hitters coming to the plate for Blinn. Kobe Collins, Trent Murphy, and Jay Anderson. Collins 1-for-1, got himself an infield single to lead off the third inning. First pitch, lifted into right, back a few steps is Masick. He's right there, and well, now Masick goes back another couple steps at the last minute and makes a catch for out number one. First time Hull has retired the leadoff man. Here's Trent Murphy, 1-for-2, doubled back in the first and scored. Breaking ball just a little bit high for ball one. Temple's next games are against St. Edward's. That'll be on Monday. Temple will open up their or play their first games at home this year as Hull misses again. And next Friday, they're going to travel to Lufkin, play Angelina, and then against Western Texas College. Is low, ball three. So 3-0, Hull has not walked anybody as he delivers, as he hits the inside corner. So it's 3-1. Hull delivers. This one's grounded foul, third base line. So Hull has come back down 3-0 to run it full here, 3-2 to Murphy. Grounded to third, and it goes off of Stegett. Orsak tried to make a play on it, but he was unable to get it either. And Murphy is on. That ball was scolded. I would probably give it a hit because it was hit so hard. But instead, they give it an E5. Well, that's a tough error on Stegett. So Murphy is on for Jay Anderson, who has singled. He's 2-for-2. And that is up and away, ball one, close pitch. A few more people filing in as Blinn opens up their 2017 season here this afternoon. 1-0. There goes the runner. Delayed steal and a throw down by Rowlett, and it is on the money. Murphy is out number two. And there's also a check swing by Anderson. I think they just rung him. Yes, they did. So they did ring him up on the check swing. So the count goes to 1-1. So Hull working now with nobody on base brings a 1-1. This is lifted in the air to left. Brooks is back. He's at the wall. Jumps up. And it goes off his glove. Anderson rounding first. He's got a hold at that second with a long, long double. Brooks, very athletic, jumped up high. I say it went off of his glove, I'm guessing, or it hit the very top of the wall. Either way, Anderson just missed getting it out of here. Hit number 7 for Blinn. So here's Johnny Reiser. Again, Blinn looking for a 2-out hit. Anderson jumping off the bag at second. First pitch is fouled off of Rowlett for strike 1. Reiser's 0 for 2. It's like the wind is dying down. Can't really hear it anymore in the crowd mic and the flags until out towards center field. It's not blowing as hard as it was to start the game. The 0-1. Low and outside. Blinn has had chances in every inning. They did score 1 in the first. That was off the bat of Reiser. He grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. One. Tap foul. Have a left-hander and a right-hander now throwing in a Temple bullpen. I can't read their numbers from here in the press box. Wish I could to let you know who's warming up. Now the 1-2. Check swing. Reiser able to hold up on that curveball. Counts 2-2. Anderson with great speed leads off from second. 2-2. Curveball, and Reiser actually ducked underneath it for ball 3. Angel De La Fuente would bat next as we await the 3-2 to Reiser. Here it is. Outside, ball 4. Boy, Rowlett was framing it. Even Reiser, a little hesitant to go down to first. That was very, very close. And that's the first walk issued by Hull. And here comes Craig McMurtry, head coach of Temple. He hasn't pointed to the bullpen yet. Right-handed hitter Angel De La Fuente coming to the plate. Temple leading here. They've got runs in the third and fourth innings. RBI single by Rowlett. Home run by Masick. Long conversation going on. The rest of the Temple infield joining in. Now the umpire breaking it up. And Hull will stay out. It's like McMurtry's going to give him a chance. They get De La Fuente here. De La Fuente's 0 for 2. Time called to plate by De La Fuente. Now Hull set. Looks at Anderson at second. First pitch. High ball one. Runners take their leads, 1-0. Popped up foul, out of play. Anderson with a double leads off from second. Reiser, who just walked, leads off from first. He's not being held on. Have a new first baseman, or maybe that is Jacob Little, who's over there at first. Can't quite tell. 1-1, up and away. 2-1. It's actually Adam Peterson now is your new first baseman for Temple. De La Fuente, it's on its way, and that is low for ball three. Colton Parrish is on deck, and he's 2 for 2, so I'm guessing this is now or never for Hull. On its way. High ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Hull loads the bases. So we'll be left-hander against left-hander, however. But like I said, Parrish is 2 for 2. Well, McMurtry hasn't popped out of the dugout, so... Now Rowlett is going to head to the mound. So Hull will have another chance here to get out of this inning if he can get Parrish. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Lynn left a runner on in the second, left two men on in the third, left two men on in the fourth. And now I've got the bases loaded here in the fifth. Anderson's your runner at third. Reiser's your runner at second. And De La Fuente is your runner at first. The 0-1. High. Go hole. Now kicks and fires, and that's going to hit the outside corner, 1-2. The 1-2 is fouled out of play. Time call the plate by Parrish. Parrish back in the box. Hole looking in, coming set. The 1-2. Chopper, right side. First baseman Peterson has it. He's going to flip to Hole. Close play at first, and they're going to call him out. So McMurtry gives Hole a chance to get out of this inning, and he does it. No runs, one hit, three men left. Blinn has now left eight men on the last four innings. We'll go to the sixth. It's still 2-1, Temple.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Bottom of the lineup due up here for Temple. First pitch to Joey Orsak, swings and drives it to center field. Murphy back, but the wind will knock it down. And Murphy will make the catch for out number one.
Now batting for left fielder number six, Jalen Brooks.
Here's Jalen Brooks. Jake Johnston will follow. Orsak now 0 for 3. Anything hit towards center and right, it's going to be knocked down by the wind as Brooks takes strike one. Anything hit to left, though, will carry. The 0-1. Fastball is hit to right center. Murphy, Reiser. This will be Reiser making the catch. Round number two. So Van Cleve has come out of the bullpen. Struggled at the beginning, but now he's retired four in a row. Here's Jake Johnston. Yeah. First pitch swing, lines at the right, riser is right there. Boy, that was a very quick. It wasn't three pitches, was it? Four pitches, I believe it was, for Van Cleave. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still 2-1 in Temple.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand-mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher on the mound for Temple. So Hull goes five innings, one run, seven hits, two walks, three strikeouts. It wasn't the prettiest of outings for Hull, but in the end, he only allows one run, and he has his team in position for the win after his five innings. Pitcher is a left-hander. I think it's 18. Can't quite see the number yet. Waiting for him to fire his last pitch. And there it is. And it is number 18. Ryan Cassie coming in, the freshman left-hander, 6'3", 170-pounder out of Round Rock, Texas. Went to McNeil High School. Marshall Skinner, Sam McElreath, and Anthony Jones, 6'7", 8 hitters due up. Right-hander is still throwing in the Temple bullpen. First pitch by Cassie. Fastball just misses the outside corner. Skinner is 0-2, grounded out to second. Then he flied out to center. 1-0. Popped up foul over us and out of play. 1-1. Two runs on four hits. Two errors for Temple. One run, seven hits, no errors for Blinn. 1-1. Ground ball to second again, down on one knee as Cryer has it. It's his throw over to Peterson at first, retires Skinner. We're out number one. Here's Sam McElreath. McElreath laid down a sack bunt last time. Up, check swing, ball one. No. Up and in. 2-0. Cassie, this time with the outside corner. Tournament next weekend features all the Region 14 South teams except Laredo. 2-1. High strike call. Wharton, San Jacinto, Galveston, Alvin, Blinn all playing in it. You've got Howard, Grayson, New Mexico, Midland, Baton Rouge, McLennan, That pitch is in the dirt. Navarro, Odessa, Northwest Florida State. I think that's all. I think I've covered a North Central, Weatherford. Now I think I've covered all of them. All those teams will be in that tournament next week in the 3-2. A little jam shot to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Orsak waiting on it. Throws over to first and retires McElreath. Route number two. So Cassie has retired the first two men he's faced out of the bullpen. And here's Anthony Jones. Jones got a single. His last at bat, he's 1-for-2. Loops this one over second into right center field. That's going to drop in. Let's see, will this be a single or a double? Jones hasn't stopped running, and he's going to make it into second standing up. And that's a two-out double for Jones. Hit number 8 for Blinn. They've had a hit every inning. Here's Kobe Collins. Collins is 1-for-2, singled back in the third. Lifts this one high to left. Brooks back near the line. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch for out number 3. Looks like Collins just got underneath that one. Long out number 3. No runs. One hit. One man left. 9 runners stranded now for Blinn. We'll go to the 7th. There's a 9-inning game. 2-1 Temple.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with 2 locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their 4-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Top of the 7th, and this is still Cody Van Cleve on the mound here for Blinn. He had that lightning fast blitzkrieg type inning, last inning, 4 pitches. That's Cody Potvin. Swings the first pitch, fouls it back for strike 1. This is top of the lineup here for Temple. Jacob Stagant, Chase Cryer to follow. Top 3 guys in the lineup for Temple has been active. The 0-1 ground ball to first, and that's foul. Potvin's been on twice. Stagant on deck, has a single and a sack bunt. Cryer has also been on base twice. Potvin with a single and a walk in 3 plate appearances. The 0-2. Is off the glove of Parrish for ball 1. It's been Zach Smith, 4 innings. Now this will be a 3rd inning of work here for Cody Van Cleve. 1-2. Fastball is hit on 1 hop to the second baseman, Anderson, who went down on 1 knee, has it, fires over to first to retire Potvin. Here's Jacob Stagant, single, sack, bunt, and reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch, line pass Van Cleve and in the center field for a base hit. Hit number 5 for Temple. Second hit for Stegent. Here's Chase Cryer. That ends the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row sat down by Van Cleve. First pitch to Cryer is low for ball one. Cryer, like I said a few minutes ago, has been on twice. He has 2 walks. One oh, swing and a miss. Blinn bullpen's quiet. Right-hander softly tossing in the Temple bullpen. One one, lifted in the air to center. Murphy coming in, still coming in, and Murphy diving, can't get it. Now going to second and being able to make it in safely to Stegent. Murphy got a late jump on that ball. He started back initially. Then he raced in and tried to make a diving catch. That flash an error on the scoreboard. That's not right. Here's Baylor Rowlett. First pitch. Curveball outside, ball one. Walk, RBI single, walk. That's the line for Rowlett. See, going back to Saturday, he's reached base now 6 times in a row. One oh. Best ball hits the inside corner. One one. Curveball outside. And Cleve kicks and fires. Fastball hit on the ground to second. Anderson will flip to second for one. Relay over to first will be in time for 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Anderson Collins to De La Fuente. And Rowlett is finally retired. So are the Leopards here in the seventh. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. It's still a one-run ball game. Temple 2, Blinn 1.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the seventh. It's too cold to get up and stretch. Everybody still stand or still underneath their blankets. Same with me up here in the press box. Well, I don't have my blanket on, but I'm not moving. Trying to stay as warm as possible. Due up here for Blinn. Top of the lineup, Trent Murphy. Jay Anderson, Johnny Reiser, and Ryan Cassie still on the mound for Temple. This will be a second inning of work. So you have a large audience listening. Good to have you guys on board here on this Friday afternoon, now early evening. If you want, shoot us an email, games@tsrnsports.com. You'll see it if you're listening online. And then tell me who you are and where you're listening, and I'll give you a shout-out. First pitch here to Murphy is outside for ball one. Donna Wolf has already emailed me. I'm keeping her, thanks to her wish, keeping her up to date on the pitching here for Temple. As you can see, fires in a strike. Murphy doubled in the first, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. You'll have some action in the Blinn bullpen. 1-2. Bounced it up there, did Cassie. Looking over towards the Temple bullpen. Got two right-handers throwing. Just outside. Full count. Lead off man, always so important. Big pitch coming here. 3-2. Here it is. Swinging and missing as Cassie picks up his first strikeout. Here's Jay Anderson. Anderson single. Single and a low hawk double. Got right off the top of the wall. Just misses outside for ball one. That ball is lifted high to left, but this one not as deep. Brooks. Oh, he can't find it, and it drops into fair territory. And Anderson will make it in a second. Brooks somehow lost it. There's no sunshine, so obviously he must have lost it in the lights. Anderson's doing something right today. He's now 4-for-4, because that counts as a double. With Brooks losing it. So Blinn keeps the streak going. They have now collected a hit in every inning. Here's Johnny Reiser, who walked last at bat. Takes strike one. Time run at second. 0-1. Cassie able to paint the outside corner once again. And it's 0-2 to Reiser. Cassie delivers. Ground ball, up the middle, base hit, Anderson being waved home. He's going to score easily, and Reiser has himself an RBI single, and we're tied at two. Blinn finally gets a hit with a man on base. Here's Angel De La Fuente. Oh, De La Fuente, 0 for 2 with a walk. Takes strike one. De La Fuente got off to a slow start last year in his freshman campaign, but he warmed up as the season went along. 0-1. Nice looking curveball drops in the zone. 0-2. Reiser leads off from first, not going. The 0-2 is flared foul right side. Masick will give it a look, but that's going to head out of play. Two. Again, there goes Reiser, pitches up and away. Throw down is not in time. Stolen base for Reiser. So there's your go-ahead run now in scoring position. Checking on Reiser, brings a 1-2, and that's a swing and a miss, and it gets by Rowlett. Going to third is Reiser. Makes a wide turn, makes a hold at third. Oh, and let's not forget, first base was open. And since that was strike three, it gets away from Rowlett. De La Fuente takes first base. So De La Fuente reaches safely on the strikeout. And it's runners first and third. Still only one out. Orsak and Cryer up the middle. They're playing back for the double play ball here as Colton Parrish steps in. First pitch. Just a tad high. Ball one. Go ahead run 90 feet as Reiser's at third. De La Fuente is runner at first. 1-0. There's a strike. High strike call, 1-2. Ryan Cassie trying to get out of this jam. His mom is listening on the metro rail as we speak. 1-2. Missing. Here is some of the Temple faithful. 2-2. Jam shot back to the screen. Blinn has tied it here in the seventh. Can they take the lead? That's the question. 2-2. Punch foul. Stegant will give it a look, but that'll head into the Blinn bullpen. Cassie is looking for the punch out here. Well, he also wouldn't mind a ground ball to short or second base either for a double play. Runners take their leads. 2-2. That's going to be called strike three. So Cassie does get his punch out. There's out number two. And that's actually now the third strikeout in the inning for Cassie. He's going to have to record, in essence, four outs in this inning. Thanks to De La Fuente reaching on that strikeout. Here's Marshall Skinner. First pitch in there for strike one. Skinner looking for his first collegiate hit. The 0-1 popped up, foul, down to play. That's 0-2. Riser, your runner at third. De La Fuente, your runner at first. The 0-2. Check swing. Oh, and the umpire's going to ring him up. Strike three. Looked like Skinner was able to hold up. The umpire says no. That's your standard four strikeout inning for Cassie. But Blinn gets the tying run here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. A double by Jay Anderson, in which he lost it in the lights. Double by Anderson, which Jalen Brooks lost it in the lights in left field. Then an RBI single by Johnny Reiser. We'll head to the eighth. It's now Temple 2, Blinn 2.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
We head to the eighth. Adam Peterson leading off. This will be his first at bat. As he now takes ball two. 2-0 to Peterson. This is the 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming to the plate for Temple. 2-0. Didn't miss by much for ball three as Van Cleave is out for his fourth inning of work. There is action in the Blinn bullpen. 3-0 is up and away, ball four. Third walk issued by Van Cleave. Leadoff walk here for the Leopards. And here's Preston Masick. Hit a home run back in the fourth inning, which gave Temple a 2-1 lead. Now he's going to square around to bunt, pulls it back, pitches low for ball one. Van Cleave out of the bullpen in his collegiate debut has thrown three scoreless innings. 1-0, not showing bunt, swinging away, putting it down the right field line. Foul, riser, long run, but that gets out of play. 1-1. And Temple fans listening, I'll stay here and do Temple and Frank Phillips, which is coming up next. Then Blend fans will have both games on tomorrow as the Buccaneers will take on Frank Phillips. 1-1. Breaking ball's high. Van Cleve out of Side Lakes High School brings a 2-1. Close pitch, called ball three. Masick was not showing bunt.
Go with it, Preston.
3-1. Swing away, fouling it off. Now it counts 4-3-2. Peterson leads off from first. There he goes. 3-2 outside. Ball four. A lot of confusion now as Masick was still at the plate. He didn't realize that was ball four. So the fans reacting at second base as they thought the play was alive and Peterson was called out by the second base umpire, but again, it doesn't matter. We saw that earlier in the game with ball four. Play is dead. Peterson able to take second safely. Harvey McIntyre jumps out of the Blend dugout. He's talking with a second base umpire. Joey Orsak will be the next batter. You're going to have runners at first and second. Nobody out here for Temple. Golden chance here for the Leopards to take the lead, retake the lead. And probably could guess Orsak might be called upon to lay a bunt down here. He's being talked now up the third base line with one of the Temple assistant coaches. Now Orsak to the plate. McElreath and De La Fuente playing in at the corners. And Van Cleve turns and chases Peterson back to second. However, Orsak did tip his hand. He was squaring around a bunt. And now Colton Parrish, catcher, flashing out signals to his infielders.
Come on, Joey.
Now we're ready to go from the first pitch to Orsak, showing bunt. He's going to lay it up the third base line. No place at third. The only place is at first, and it's going to be safe. McElreath took a peek at third, but Collins couldn't get there in time, and Orsak was flying down the first base line, and the throw by McElreath was a little bit late, and the bases are loaded. infield. Now in here for Blinn as Jalen Brooks steps in. First pitch up and away, ball one. Eighth place hitter in the lineup is Brooks. Trying to come through here for the Leopards. 1-0. High, ball two. Pitch, ground ball, diving stop at third by McElroy, touches the bag at third. That's his only play. Run comes in as Peterson shuts his home play, but what a play by McElroy on that one hopper. Makes a diving stop at on the line, is able to get the out at third. Brooks thought he probably could have had a two-run double at the very least. Instead, we'll have to settle for fielder's choice RBI. Temple now leads 3-2. Masick is retired. Orsak goes to second, and Brooks is on at first as Harvey McIntyre, coach of Blinn, is out. I am assuming we're having a pitching change. And, yep, here comes a new pitcher now out of the bullpen for Blinn. So Van Cleve's evening is done. Not too shabby. As here in his fourth inning of work out of the bullpen, gives up a run. He is responsible for the two men still on base as the new pitcher comes in. It's going to be number 33, Weston Brown, sophomore, right-hander, 6'2", 185, out of Cypress, Texas, transfer from Hill Junior College, Cypress Ranch High School, as Brown warms it up. We'll step out for 60 seconds. Temple now with a 3-2 lead.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
So Weston Brown takes over as he inherits two runners on here with one out. Jake Johnston, your batter for Temple. As Frank Phillips has made their arrival here at Leroy Dreyer. They'll be playing their first game here in 2017 following the conclusion of this game. First pitch coming by Brown. Here it is. Fastball swing and a miss. Late swing there by Johnston. Brown get transferred from Hill Junior College. Basically missed half the season last year for Blinn. Came on late. Hard thrower out of the bullpen. The 0-1. Fastball just off the plate. Brown checks the runners. 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. 1-2. Two. And Johnson gets a piece of the fastball this time as he fouls it off. Leadoff man Colby Potvin awaits on deck here for Temple. Now trying to add to their 3-2 lead. Brown delivers. First breaking pitch and just stays off the plate. Counts 2-2. Breaking ball this time. It freezes Johnston as Brown has his first strikeout here in 2017. And here's Kobe Potvin. Potvin, 1-for-3 with a walk. He's been on twice. First pitch. Fastball is hit high and deep to right field. Reiser back at the wall looking up. Goodbye home run for Kobe Potvin. A 3-run home run. Six to two, Temple. Potvin got the head of the bat around on that fastball. And that is the big hit of the game for Temple. Here's Jacob Stegen. Takes ball one. There's a strike. Brown hits the outside corner. The two of those runs will be on Van Cleave. Then the run by Potvin is on Brown. 1-1. Breaking ball. Tap foul at home plate. One, two. Breaking ball is high. Two, two. And a wave and a miss by Stegen on the fastball. Two strikeouts in the inning for Brown. However, Temple gets four runs. Leadoff walk by Peterson. Walk to Masick. Single by Orsak. Fielder's choice by Brooks. Scores Peterson. Then the 3-run home run by Kobe Potvin. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. It's now 6-2 Temple.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Uh-oh, better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
Bottom of the lineup due up here for Blinn, now trailing by four. Sam McElreath, Anthony Jones, and Kobe Collins. And this is still Ryan Cassie out on the mound here for Temple. Throws ball one. Cassie is now in line for the win. 1-0. There's a strike. On one. Outside corner, 1-2. McElreath is 0-2 in the sack bunt. It's his third inning of work for Cassie. 1-2. Breaking ball, tap foul, first baseline. There is action in the Temple bullpen. Right-hander throwing. One, two. And again, fouled off first base line. Cassie kicks, fires, and that is low. Can't say it's in the dirt because of the artificial turf here at Leroy Dreyer. McElreath able to hold up on that check swing, so it counts 2-2. Swinging and missing. Last five outs recorded by Cassie have been via the strikeout. Here's Anthony Jones. First pitch, low, ball one. One oh. Loop to center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So Anthony Jones picks up his third hit. Now 3-for-4 is Jones. Fourth hit given up by Cassie. And Blinn's got a one-out base runner for Kobe Collins. Collins is 1-for-3. Wave and a miss by Collins for strike one. The 0-1. And Cassie able to hit the lower portion of the strike zone. It's quickly 0-2. The 0-2, up and away. One, two is a swing and a miss by Collins. Strikeout now number six for Cassie. And here comes Trent Murphy as the lineup turns over here from Blinn. First pitch, ball, and throw down to first. Back in safely is Jones. For Murphy, he's 1-for-4. Doubled and scored back in the first inning. Jones leads off from first. 1-0 to Murphy. Popped up in the infield, but now behind home plate. Rowlett coming back, and it goes out of play. One and one. Here to Murphy again. His first game for Blinn. Fifth game for Temple. Temple holds on. They'll go to 3-2 on the season. 1-1. Popped up again behind home plate, and again that'll get out of play. Now it's 1-2. See, trying to send us to the ninth inning. 1-2. There is strike three as Cassie drops in a curveball, freezes Murphy. Cassie strikes out the side. If that's the end of the night for Cassie, his final seven outs were recorded via the strikeout. We'll go to the ninth inning. It's 6-2, Temple.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Chase Cryer leads off here for Temple as they have a 6-2 lead as we go to our final inning. Baylor Rowlett and Adam Peterson set to follow. First pitch by Weston Brown is outside, ball one. Just misses the outside corner with the fastball, 2-0. For Temple, run in the third, run in the fourth, four in the eighth. 2-0. Just missing again in the outside corner. For Blinn, a run in the first and a run in the sixth. Or correction, run in the seventh. There's a strike. Cryer's been on three times, a 3-1. Make it four times. That's outside for ball four. Third time that Cryer has worked a walk to go along with a single. Here's Baylor Roulette. Fastball right in there, strike one. And Temple and Frank Phillips coming up next. That's Brown. Tosses over to first. Chases Cryer back to the bag. Frank Phillips. You're camping out right now in the Blinn bullpen. The 0-1. Fastball comes inside and Rowlett fouls it off third base line. Counts 0-2. Cryer not going. This one is hit high and deep to left, and Roulette has done it again. I think that went over the trees. Two-run home run for Baylor Roulette. In a strike here to Adam Peterson. It'll be a second plate appearance. He walked first time up. Brown misses high. Snaps off a curveball in the strike zone, 1-2. Brown just misses his next pitch. 2-2 here to Peterson. Preston Masick is on deck. Temple heading for their third win of the season. Now leading 8-2, the 2-2. Swing and a miss by Peterson. Second strike, third strikeout for Brown. I'll keep looking up the stats for Rowlett as the season goes on. Or maybe I'm just his good luck charm, but what a start for that young man out of College Station High School. God, what's his on base? 800 at this point? Crazy. Masick just took ball one. He's been on twice. He left the yard back in the fourth inning. Temple's hit three home runs overall. And, Brown is calling for McIntyre to come out towards the mound. McIntyre's headed back to the dugout. Now the home plate umpire is talking with Craig McMurtry of Temple. And Brown's heading back to the mound. Well, I'm not sure what that was about. I was thinking Brown hurt himself. But apparently he's okay. Brown delivers a 1-0 fastball, hits the outside corner of 1-1. Next pitch is high, 2-1. Six runs in the last two innings here now for Temple. They busted this game wide open. 2-1 outside for ball three. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. 3-2 now to Masick. Is hit to the right side and through for a base hit, opposite field hit for Masick.
Now back to shortstop number one, Joey Orsak.
Come on, Joey. Joey.
So Masick is on for the third time. Here's Joey Orsak. Last Saturday, Temple managed just one hit in the first game against Alvin. The first pitch, swing and a miss. But then they scored 9 runs in game two to win it 9-2, and now they've scored 8 runs here in their first game today, so the offense breaking out. The 0-1. Good-looking breaking ball catches the outside corner. Orsak's 1-for-4, singled and scored last time up. That was his last inning. The 0-2, curveball, punch, foul. Pause. Now delivers the 0-2. Breaking ball is hit in the air to right field. Riser coming near the line. Has a beat on it. Makes the catch. And there's out number two.
Now that is the left fielder, number 6, Jalen Brooks.
Here's Jalen Brooks looking ahead to the bottom of the 9th inning. Blinn will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up, but they're going to need a massive rally to come back in this one, down 8-2 now. Brooks grounded into a fielder's choice last inning as he swings and misses for strike one. But that fielder's choice gave Temple a 3-2 lead at the time. Amazing what has happened since Brooks' last at bat. Snap throw over to first. Now the 0-1. Ball is hit in the air to right center. Murphy Reiser. Murphy can't get it. It drops in. Rounding third, headed for home is Masick, and he's going to score without a throw. RBI double for Brooks. Third run in the inning for Temple. Now 9-2 Leopards. Here's Jake Johnston. Brooks leads off from second. First pitch to Johnston. Just misses for ball one. Brown this time hits the outside corner. Again, the Temple faithful listening. I'll go ahead and broadcast the next game between Frank Phillips and Temple. Then Blend faithful listening. Tune in tomorrow afternoon for both games against Frank Phillips. 1-1 is high. Then all next weekend, those four games, we'll have them here for you, for Blend, that is. Liner right to the second baseman, Anderson, who makes the catch to retire Johnston on out number three. However, Temple scores three more times here in the ninth inning. Leadoff walk to Cryer. Rowlett drops another bomb. Goodness gracious. Never saw that ball land over the left field wall. Single by Masick, RBI double by Brooks. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. And looks like it's still going to be Cassie coming out here for Temple. 9-2 Leopards.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN at Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Jay Anderson will bat first here for Blinn as they trail 9-2, bottom of the ninth inning. And Ryan Cassie, this will be his fourth inning of work. Throws ball one. And Cassie is in line for the win. Nobody throwing in the Temple bullpen. This ball is grounded to third. And it goes underneath the glove of diving Stegen and into left field for another hit for Jay Anderson, who's now 5-for-5. Hit number five off of Cassie. And here's Johnny Reiser. RBI single last time for Reiser. He's been on base twice. First pitch to Reiser is a ground ball in the right field for a base hit. Second consecutive single for Reiser. Blinn's got now runners at first and second. Nobody out for Angel De La Fuente. And now there's a right-hander throwing in the Temple bullpen. First pitch of De La Fuente is low, and then it gets away from Rowlett, and the runners are going to move up. Anderson goes to third. Reiser goes to second. Infield's playing back. They'll concede the run at third. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. Rowlett having a few words now with Cassie out in front of the mound. Cassie's now proud mama, still listening. Liking listening to her son's 7 strikeouts out of the bullpen, but in a jam here in the bottom of the ninth. Is Rowlett now back behind the plate. 2-0. Drifts outside. Ball three. Hole started for Temple. He went the first 5 innings. Gave up 7 hits. 1 run. 3-0. There's a strike. Zach Smith started for Blinn. With the first 4 innings, gave away to Van Cleave and then Weston Brown. Zach Smith's grandfather listening in Omaha, Nebraska. 3-1. Swing and a miss. So Cassie has come back down 3-0 to fill it up with here at 3-2. Cassie kicks, fires, misses outside with a fastball for ball four, and that loads the bases. It's the first walk issued by Cassie. Here's Colton Parrish, 2-for-4. First pitch is hit high down the right field line, going foul. Masick over, and that is out of play. They'll want. Cassie drops in a curveball, and it's 0-2. The next Temple broadcast, looking at the schedule, it's going to be Wednesday the 16th of February when Temple's playing at home against Alvin. The 0-2 outside. We have that on our schedule, so hopefully nothing should change. So what? Wednesday, 1 o'clock, doubleheader against Alvin. You want to go ahead and mark that down for the Temple parents and family members listening. 1-2. It's hit in the air to right field. Long run by Masick. He can't get it. Goes off the base of the wall. One runs in. Reiser's going to score. And that's a two-run double for Colton Parrish. De La Fuente goes to third. And now Craig McMurtry out of the Temple dugout. I think that's going to be it for Cassie. McMurtry tried to leave him out there to get this last inning. And Cassie looks like probably just ran out of gas. And we had a right-hander coming in. So Cassie in three-plus innings. Walks one, strikes out seven. Gives up two runs here in the ninth. He is responsible for the two runners left on base. And this is Sean Jameson coming in. 5'11", sophomore, 280 out of Angleton, Texas. It's 9-4 now. Blinn has still got to get two more runners to reach base to bring up the tying run to the plate. Sure to help make those three runs scored by Temple in the top half of this inning. Otherwise, you're tying runs are on base. Saw Jameson last week close it out against Alvin. Now, see if he can close it out here against Blinn. All warmed up. Third pitcher here for Temple, Marshall Skinner at the plate. First pitch, low for ball one. It's now 14 hits for Blinn, out hitting Temple 14-11. Jameson, set, delivers. This ball is laced to left center field. No one's going to get that one. And that's going to bang off the scoreboard for a home run from Marshall Skinner, a three-run home run. It's now 9-7. First collegiate hit for Marshall Skinner is a three-run home run. So Jameson treated rudely out of the bullpen with that laser by Skinner. Here's McElreath. Takes outside ball one. So Blinn now needs one more to get on base to bring up the tying run at the plate. Still nobody out. 1-0. Ball is hit in the air to center field. There's going to be the first out. Johnston circling around and now makes the catch for out number one. And here comes Anthony Jones. Jones takes ball one. Last three at bats for Jones has been single, double, single. He's 3-for-4. 5 runs in the inning here for Blinn, but they still need 2 more. Go, Sean. 1-0 is lacing to right center field. That's going to be a fourth straight hit for Jones. Rounding first. Headed for second. And Blinn is going to bring up the tying run at the plate. Can you believe that? Here comes Kobe Collins. Collins is 1-for-4, singled in his first at bat. First pitch, Jameson. Boy, I'm not sure what that was, meaning the pitch had a lot of movement on it. It's called strike one. Hill one, ground ball to third. Up with it, Stegant looks runner back second. Low throw, and it's dug out by Peterson. Nicely done by Peterson on out number two. So here is Trent Murphy. I said earlier in the ball game, got a lot of power as a leadoff man. So he is definitely a candidate to possibly tie this ball game up with one swing. First pitch. Breaking ball. Hits the top portion of the strike zone. 0-1. Go on. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Temple one strike away. I'm going to guess we'll have about 30, maybe at max 40 minutes in between ball games. So let you know for the Temple faithful, getting ready for the next game. Time ball to play it by Murphy. 12 runs scored the last two innings. 7 by Temple. Now 5 here. This inning by Blinn. Jamison ready. The 0-2. Backs off Murphy. That's 1-2. Two. Check swing. Murphy holds up. Count 2-2. Jones leads off from second. 2-2. Low for ball three. Jay Anderson is on deck. Jamison delivers. Ball four. Rowlett thought that was strike three. And the game continues for Jay Anderson, who's 5 for 5. Single, single, double, double, single. Tying run at first in Murphy. Game winning run at the plate in Anderson. First pitch. Foul back behind the plate. Strike one. Turf, to be more precise. 1-1. Johnny Reiser would be the next Blinn batter if Anderson can reach. Fouled out of play, and again now Temple. One strike away. Jamison looking in. Now Anderson calls for time. Anderson right on top of the plate. Switch hitter bets from the left side of the plate against the right-hander, Jamison. The 1-2. Fouled out of play. That looked like a hanging curveball thrown by Jamison. Got away with it.
Come on, Sean.
Runners take their leads. The 1-2. Fastball is high. Deuce is on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Temple leading by two. Jameson set, delivers. Fouled off. First game of the year, Temple led Galveston 10-2 going to the last inning. Galveston scored six runs to make it 10-8, had the tying run at second base. Temple led 9-2 coming into this last inning. Now it's 9-7, tying runs at first. Anderson steps out. Race quickly back in the box. Come on, Sean. Two, two. Popped up. Will it stay in play? Stake it over. And that's going to get into the Blinn bullpen. Approaching a 3.5 hour ball game. Looks like our next game won't start till 8 o'clock. Huge gap in left center here for Anderson. He shoots one there. I'm sure Murphy can score from first. The 2-2 on its way. Low for ball three. And now Murphy at first, along with Jones at second, will get a head start on this pitch. There go the runners. 3-2. Outside for ball four. Jones goes to third. Murphy. Game-tying run now in scoring position at second. Game-winning run, and Anderson's at first. Here's Johnny Reiser. He singled in his last two at-bats. He's 2-for-4 of the walk. First pitch, high, ball one. We're potentially a single away from being tied. Long pause. Now Jameson steps off. Reiser has already singled and scored in this inning. He's the 11th Buccaneer to bat. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Reiser was trying to hit that one to Temple. That swing. 1-1 on its way. Popped up in the infield. Stegen, third baseman, now drifting into foul territory, makes the catch for out number three. And Temple holds on and wins it 9-7. Temple goes to 3-2. And now they got one more game to play here as they'll take on Frank Phillips. Blinn drops to 0-1 on the season. Play the next, their next game's tomorrow afternoon against Frank Phillips. So Ryan Cassie will pick up the win for Temple. So they finish with 11 hits. Potvin had two of them, including a three-run home run in the eighth inning. Stegen had two hits. Cryer had a hit with three walks. Rowlett, two walks, RBI single, two-run home run. Masick had two hits, including a solo home run. Orsak had a hit. Brooks had an RBI double and an RBI ground out. That rounds it out for Temple. For Blinn, see, Murphy had a hit. Anderson went 5-for-5, two doubles and a walk. Reiser had two hits and an RBI. De La Fuente walked twice. Parrish had three hits, including a two-run double. Marshall Skinner had a three-run home run. And Anthony Jones had four hits, two singles, and two doubles. Boy, what a game. They looked like it was going to be much of a game. Then offensive explosion the last two innings. 12 runs, seven of them by Temple, five by Blinn, and Temple wins it 9-7, nine runs, 11 hits. Blinn, 7 runs on 16 hits. Didn't think we were going to see a high-scoring game. Initially with the wind blowing in at the start of the game, the wind died down, and the ball started just jumping out of here. So next up, it's Temple and Frank Phillips. It's 7:30 now, so somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 o'clock, between 8 o'clock and 8:10 will be the start time, I assume, here for Frank Phillips in Temple. So we'll step out for about 30 minutes, come back for the starting lineups, and then first pitch between Temple and Frank Phillips. Your final one last time. It's 9-7. Temple over Blinn back in 30 minutes here on the network. We'll be right back.
This game has been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country store and barbecue next in line. Octane Energy Drink. The ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps. The few. The proud. The Marines. Joe Myers Toyota. Where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.